Good Wednesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Balkan leaders have gathered near Dayton for today's start of U.S.-led peace talks hosted by Secretary of State Warren Christopher.
I hope that someday Dayton, Ohio will be remembered as the site of the place where the killing finally was brought to a halt and we started building a better future for all the people of former Yugoslavia, especially the people of the war-torn Bosnia-Herzegovina.
This is Charles Wolfson at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. For the Balkans, the negotiations are a matter of peace or war. For the Clinton administration, which has rarely received high marks for its foreign policy, the political stakes are high. For everyone concerned, the outcome is by no means assured, as Chief U.S. Negotiator Richard Holbrooke made clear upon his arrival.
We have a very tough job ahead of us. We are not here to promise you success, but only our best efforts.
The three Balkan leaders will receive detailed proposals from their American hosts later today. Proposals dealing with a constitution for Bosnia, with elections, with the return of refugees, with maps dividing the land they've been fighting over, and with details of a plan to separate the armies which have been engaged in war for the past 4 years. State Department officials say the talks will last weeks, not days, and are counting on a pledge from each of the three presidents that they will stick with the talks until an agreement is reached. All this taking place behind the closed gates of a military base, away from the media and the political distractions of Washington. Charles Wolfson, CBS News, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
I'm Mark Noller at the White House. The president will be having peace talks of his own today as he sits down with congressional leaders of both parties to discuss Bosnia policy. Mr. Clinton faces stiff opposition to his plan to send American ground troops to Bosnia to enforce a peace agreement if one is reached. Republican Senator Al D'Amato sees Bosnia as a quagmire the U.S. should avoid.
Getting 25,000 troops out is going to be a very difficult thing. Defending them when all sides begin to turn on them, this is a tragedy that should not be permitted to take place.
Now, the president says he'll seek an expression of support from Congress before sending in troops, but spokesman Mike McCurry makes clear that Mr. Clinton is not asking for permission.
If he needs to act to protect America's interests in the world, he will act.
The president contends the Constitution gives him all the authority he needs to send troops to Bosnia. Mark Noller, CBS News, at the White House.
Dayton restaurant owner Eleanor Slusis has already invited Bosnia negotiators to dinner. Her advice is also on the menu.
These leaders are all some mother's sons, and they raised their children with love and to do what was right. And somewhere, somehow, they've lost their values. I honestly believe that if you sit down and talk intelligently and thoughtfully, a way to peace can be found here in Dayton, Ohio.
David Rode, a correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor, is believed to have been detained since Saturday by Bosnian Serb forces. His sister, Laura Rode, appealed for his release.
I would just ask them to do the right thing, to please release him, let him come home safe and sound. I don't understand why they're holding him. I wish they would just let him go and come home to us. He doesn't mean any harm to them.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Yoo-hoo! Kevin!
Hello, Miss Shepherd.
Sybil. Call me Sybil.
How can we help you today, Miss Sybil?
What's this I hear about you Mercedes-Benz dealers making special deals for friends?
Well, yes, these are the last of the 95s.
But I'm a friend. Don't I get a special deal?
Of course you do.
Fantastic! Let's ride, let's ride, let's ride!
There's just one thing I forgot to mention.
What's that?
Well, these are the last of the 95s. We've only got a few of them left, so if you really want one, you will have to hurry.
Come again?
I said you'll have to hurry.
That's what I thought you said! La, 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 la!
If you hurry, there's still time to experience the Mercedes-Benz you've always promised yourself at a price you never expected. To avoid disappointment, see your local Mercedes-Benz dealer soon. Very soon.
Japan and the U.S. agreed today not to cut U.S. troop strength in Japan, but the number on Okinawa may be reduced. More from correspondent Barry Peterson.
Secretary of Defense Perry did his best to pour oil on dangerously troubled waters, the strain in the military alliance between Japan and the U.S. America's 47,000 soldiers are here, he said, because Asia needs them.
They are not located here because it is convenient for us for them to be located here. They're located here because this is where they have to be to provide the security umbrella.
Don't try that argument on the southern Japanese island of Okinawa, where many of those soldiers are based. There's anger over the abduction and rape of a 12-year-old girl, allegedly by U.S. servicemen. At huge rallies, they've demanded that bases be closed. And opinion polls show more and more Japanese are wondering if maybe it is time for the Yankees to go home. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Tokyo.
Last week's fatal train school bus accident in suburban Chicago has prompted a federal call for inspection of all 1,400 rail crossings where traffic signals are activated by approaching trains. 6 minutes past the hour.
Oh, Larry, this is so romantic.
It's our second honeymoon, Laverne. Just the two of us.
Together.
On a secluded lake.
Together.
In this teeny tiny canoe.
Together.
No smog, no traffic, no TV.
No TV.
No jeopardy!
Punch it, Laverne!
Grab my paddles, Lair.
Everything gets into jeopardy. Jeopardy, tonight at 7, only on KABC TV, Channel 7.
$1,500, nice going.
$3,100.
$3,500.
$4,400.
$4,400.
$10,000.
$15,595.
$25,350.
$38,250. Wheel of Fortune. $0 to $45,000 in just 30 minutes.
All cash.
Watch Wheel of Fortune tonight at 7:30, only on Channel 7.
The index of leading indicators, which forecasts economic performance, fell 0.1% in September, the second decline in 3 months. Standard & Poor's chief economist David Blitzer says it foretells more of the same.
We see slow growth, no danger of recession, very little chance that inflation will rise, but not much chance that we're going to quickly return to the strong growth, rapid job creation economy we had in 1994.
President Clinton meets today with GOP congressional leaders in hopes of avoiding a government shutdown over the budget. Correspondent Rob Armstrong has more.
Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole says he has been more than willing to talk to the president, but the president, he says, has been absent from the process, unwilling even to talk to top Republicans.
Newton are going to wear name tags.
Nonetheless, Dole sees a door opening to the budget discussions.
At least it's the first time we've had an opportunity to discuss anything that might relate to the budget.
A House-Senate conference committee has yet to meet on the Republican budget and tax bills passed last week, and Democrats say Mr. Clinton hasn't even seen what he's going to veto yet, much less start negotiating about the next phase. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The House today takes up a bill that would make an obscure late-term abortion procedure a felony and subject doctors who perform it to fines, prison terms of up to 2 years, and civil lawsuits. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today on whether a state can ban the advertising of liquor prices. Barry Bagnato has the background.
In a significant free speech case, the High Court will ponder an important question.
Exactly how far can a state go in regulating alcoholic beverages?
Rhode Island Special Assistant Attorney General Rebecca Tedford Partington must defend her state's ban on alcohol price advertising.
A lot of my argument's going to be common sense. If you cannot advertise the price of a good, the price is going to stay high. Price is high, consumption is low.
Rhode Island has to show it has a substantial interest in limiting drinking and that its advertising ban will reduce consumption. Evan Lawson, who represents two liquor stores that want to advertise their prices, says the Constitution is threatened any time government stops truthful speech.
Particularly when the premise for governmental action is that they want to keep the citizens ignorant of facts that are important to them. We're entering an era where I think there will be ongoing battles over attempts to restrict advertising for a whole array of products.
For instance, President Clinton wants to crack down on smoking among young people by targeting cigarette ads that he believes are aimed at teens. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
A federal prisoner has been charged with using the phones behind bars to sell stock in phony companies and earn more than $1 million. The SEC is trying to force reputed mob enforcer Anthony Saravola to surrender the profits and stay out of the securities industry. Boxer Mike Tyson has pulled out of Saturday's $10 million bout with Buster Mathis Jr., claiming his right thumb is broken.
It's a pretty serious setback as far as my continuation on constant fights, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean, it's not going to kill me, you know what I mean? I'm not hurt for any money or anything, but I just wish I was really in anticipation for this fight to go on.
The dollar's higher overseas, London gold down a dime, and on Wall Street, the Dow is ahead over 14 points. It's 10 past.